Well, it's important here to distinguish between the negotiations which are happening in that session and the rest of what is happening. I mean, you have to realize that there's about 5,000 people max who are working on negotiation related things. They are 15 to 20,000 people who are with the circus, as I call it, okay? I mean, it's quite funny. I grew up in a small farming village, and I realized when I started working with the UN in this, it's actually like a village. It is a village which moves around with 5,000 inhabitants and 15 to 20,000 tourists, okay? Now, so if we distinguish between the two, in the negotiations, there are some important outcomes which need to be taken in Glasgow. We have to finalize the rule book for the Paris Agreement, finally, after 60 years, okay? And there are some outstanding issues which are quite important, not least when our country is expected to increase their ambition, the ambition of their pledges. Most of the pledges on the table right now have an end year of 2030. They were made in 2015 in Paris. Things have changed since then, and one can expect and hope that parties would revisit these pledges and say, we can do better. But for that, you really need a timetable, because no one will do it on their own. They will not stick out their neck on their own. They have to be given a timetable which says, okay, by that date, we expect you to get together and see what you can do better. And that's one of the big things which I'm working on at the moment, these common timeframes. Outside the negotiations, the big thing which everyone will be looking for is precisely that. Are countries increasing their ambition of these 2030 targets? And it doesn't look very good at the moment. So this thing, this finalizing that rule book, which it is not sufficient to make countries more ambitious, but it gives them the enabling environment to do so.